Police say a suicide bomb had detonated a car packed with explosives outside a market at around midday on Thursday. Bodies are shown strewn across the street. Buildings are damaged. Cars are destroyed in what is clearly one of the bloodiest acts of violence in the region for several years. Emergency workers say one of those killed was an 18-month-old baby. Dozens have been injured, many of them critically.
Theron says one of the three American hikers detained more than a year ago will be freed on Saturday. Shane Barrer, Sarah Shord, and Josh Patel were all arrested last July near the Iran-Iraq border during a hiking trip. We don't know which hiker will be released, but there is speculation it will be Sarah, the only woman in the group. The families were allowed to go to Tehran and see the hikers for the first time in May. Iran says the group crossed into Iran illegally. The Americans say it was an accident.
I want to announce to the Muslim world, to the American public, and to the American Muslim community that we have been through a private law firm in Gainesville, Florida, talking on an ongoing basis with the city of Gainesville. And I can assure you that on September the 11th, that you will not see a bonfire of Qurans being burnt at the Dove Church. It's Terry, my dear friends. It's not Terry Jones. It is indeed the courageous people of Gainesville who have said no to bigotry, hatred, and intolerance.
The Wisconsin bank robber probably wishes he'd never thought about attempting his crime. Check this out. He rushes up to the teller, opens a bag, demands money, and then waits for the cash, right? Bank customers notice the ruckus going on, and then one of them, I'm trying to watch this with you. There you go. Decides to do something about it. He rushes in. He actually tackles the suspects, takes them down. Robbery foiled, but the suspect, I don't know how, got away, and police are looking for him.